This podcast is proud to be part of the TalkSport Fan Network. TalkSport. Powered by fans.
And there it is. That's as good as it gets on this stage. Nissan Townstar EV strikes again. It's an unstoppable van. Unstoppable!
Look, just fantastic. You can actually see the ProPilot technology in action. Effortless parallel parking.
It moves with all the confidence that comes with a 5-year warranty.
And with a bench full of all-star van experts, there's real strength in depth here.
That's all-star quality.
Search Nissan Townstar EV and visit your local all-star van centre to see for yourself.
Terms and conditions apply. 5 years or 100,000 miles, whichever comes first.
ProPilot is an advanced driver assist technology. Driver's responsibility to stay alert, drive safely, and control vehicle at all times.
The TalkSport Fan Network is proudly supported by McDelivery, bringing you the food you love. McDelivery brings a top-tier lineup of food right to your door. No matter the result, you'll always be winning with McDelivery. Order now on the McDonald's app and you'll get rewards points delivered too, so that ordering today means some tasty rewards for tomorrow. Only via app at participating restaurants. 18 plus rewards registration required. Points only on menu items, delivery fee and terms apply. See mcdonalds.com.
Welcome back to the channel and welcome back to another edition of the Spurs Chat podcast. I'm absolutely delighted to bring back to the channel Fabrizio Romano, of course, Italian journalist and transfer expert. We are here to talk about Tottenham Hotspur and the summer transfer window. Fabrizio, it's been too long. How are you?
All good. Thank you as always for the invitation and happy to talk Tottenham with you.
Fabrizio, of course, Ange Postecoglou has had two transfer windows at Spurs so far. Of course, Spurs have got the business done early in both windows. This up-and-coming summer window, do you expect more of the same in terms of numbers and in terms of Tottenham getting business done early?
Yeah, I think they will try to do the same, absolutely. Then it's not always possible because sometimes in the transfer window doesn't depend just on you, but sometimes on players, agents, other clubs. So is not going to be possible for all the signings they want to make, but this is always the mission. And I think this is something really, really positive for a club. So it's showing that you have clear ideas. This is going to be the idea also for the summer. So I can't guarantee that that is going to happen for all the signings, but they want to get it done as early as possible for the majority of the names they have in mind and the positions to cover. So let's see what's going to happen in terms of domino around Europe, but that's the idea for Tottenham for sure.
Fabrizio, this coming summer, what will be the shopping list for Spurs? What will Ange Postecoglou be after in terms of positions?
Yeah, I think he's going to be obviously a creative player in terms of winger, so one more player to add in that position. I think that is going to be one of the priorities of the summer for Tottenham. Then let's see if they also want to add a proper striker, a proper number nine. At the moment, I'm not aware of any concrete contact yet in terms of players to sign in that position. While in terms of wingers, they are actively exploring the market, then I think they can be busy in the midfield. I think they can be busy in the midfield because the position of Pierre Højbjerg could be one to watch in the summer transfer window. He recently appointed new agents, and the message I'm getting is pretty clear, looking for opportunities around Europe for Højbjerg. So I think in that position, something could change. And Postecoglou was also quite open, even in public, about the possibility to add one more defender to this squad. So I think we should watch around 3-4 signings for Tottenham, even if I think already signing a player like Lucas Bergvall is something really special and probably underrated.
Fabrizio, it's fair to say that Ange Postecoglou has done a great job since coming to Tottenham. Is there worry about him leaving, or do you think that Spurs may offer him a new updated contract this summer?
At the moment, I'm not aware of new contract, but I'm aware of a fantastic relationship between Ange Postecoglou and all the people at the club. I don't see any danger in this moment. Then never say never in football, but really, in this moment, there is nothing. Ange Postecoglou is not entertaining any conversation with other clubs. He's super happy at Tottenham. The relationship is great, and I think this is something really important. A club like Tottenham has not always been like this in the recent years, so it's important to have a manager who is on the same page with the owner, with the board. They are doing an excellent job, I think, in terms of planning for the future. It was not easy to be the new Tottenham coach after the Harry Kane era, and he's doing a fantastic job. So all the people super happy at the club, and Ange super happy at Tottenham. So I think there is nothing to worry about, and I see this project absolutely continuing in the future.
That's good news. Fabrizio, we all know that Fabio Paratici is continuing to work at Tottenham in a consultancy basis. What does that actually mean to you? And is it likely that he will continue to do this until his ban is up and then go back to Tottenham on a full-time basis? Is that the plan?
And there it is. That's as good as it gets on this stage. Nissan Townstar EV strikes again. It's an unstoppable van. Unstoppable!
Look, just fantastic. You can actually see the ProPilot technology in action. Effortless parallel parking.
It moves with all the confidence that comes with a 5-year warranty.
And with a bench full of all-star van experts, there's real strength in depth here.
That's all-star quality.
Search Nissan Townstar EV and visit your local all-star van centre to see for yourself.
Terms and conditions apply. 5 years or 100,000 miles, whichever comes first.
ProPilot is an advanced driver assist technology. Driver's responsibility to stay alert, drive safely, and control vehicle at all times.
Picture the scene. All of your mates around, you've got your McNugget share boxes ready to go. Partner this with your team playing champagne football. Perfect. Order McDelivery now on the McDonald's app. There's nothing quite like a McDelivery. At participating restaurants, 18 plus, serving times, delivery fee and terms apply. See mcdonalds.com.
Look, on this, I think it's going to be him to clarify what's his role, and the same for the club. So I can't mention too much about that because it's something between the club and Fabio. For sure, the relationship remains excellent between people at the club and Fabio Paratici. I think he did an excellent job in the recent years in terms of adding the right players to this project. I still remember every time I see players like Udoji or all the others, it was not easy to sign these players in that moment. Also, Pape Sarr, I still remember when they decided to go for him. So his job has been very good in terms of finding the right players for the project. So the relationship is still very good. But in terms of role, I think this is something that they have to clarify rather than me.
Fabrizio, any update on a new contract for Heung-min Son?
Not yet. At the moment, I'm not aware of something imminent, but I think it's a really similar situation to Ange Postecoglou. The relationship is excellent, so they are not in a hurry in terms of problems or issues. He's super happy to see what's going on at Tottenham. So I think this is the best news for the club. Son can see that this club is going in the right direction with the right manager, with a good connection between the manager and the board. So I think this is probably the best news possible because Son can see the project, how it's evolving. And so I think the contract is not going to be a problem also because the relationship between his agents and the club is obviously excellent.
Fabrizio, do you know anything about a buyback clause for Harry Kane?
No, at the moment I don't have any confirmation about that. I think more than a buyback clause, the traditional buyback clause, from what I'm hearing, is more a kind of gentleman agreement between clubs for something like, okay, in case we will decide to sell Harry Kane in the future, Tottenham will be made aware of our decision. So I think this is kind of discussion that took place between Bayern and Tottenham. It's something also normal when you have this kind of super players joining different clubs after a long time at their previous club, but it's not a traditional buyback clause where you can go there, put the money, and the player is coming back to your club on the following day. So I don't think it's that automatic close, but it's just kind of gentleman agreement. So we will see in the future, but I can guarantee that in this moment, Harry Kane is only focused on Bayern, and Bayern are very happy with Harry Kane, obviously.
Fabrizio, before I give you any names, do you think that this summer coming is more about bringing in stars for the future, or do you think it might be one or two household names coming in?
I think it would be not just stars for the future, but also solid players. I don't expect a superstar. We know that Tottenham's strategy is different. Also, Postecoglou himself also is also convinced that this is the best strategy to add like 2, 3, 4 players in the right positions rather than adding just one player, one superstar. This is the clear project and strategy of the club. So I think, yes, players for the future, but I would also add solid players who can help immediately, not just in months or years, but also as soon as they join the club. So I expect an interesting summer for Tottenham with talents and with solid players.
Fabrizio, we keep hearing reports about Neto and Rafinha. What's the chances of Spurs getting one or even both of them over the line in the summer?
Yeah, they're both players on the list, for sure. These are two players who are on the list of different clubs. In the case of Pedro Neto, many clubs are following him since a long time, including Arsenal for sure, and also others are keeping close eye to the situation of Neto and Tottenham too. So I think they're only interested in Pedro Neto, but still waiting to understand how much is going to be the real price tag, because I mean, it talks about £80 million at the moment. Also with all the injuries, many clubs are waiting to understand what's going to be the real fee asked by Wolves at the end of the season for Pedro Neto. So we have to wait on that one. For Rafinha could be different. I think for Rafinha, Tottenham interest is concrete, but it's important to understand how is the financial fair play situation Barcelona at the end of April, beginning of May, to understand how much they want to make in terms of profit with their players, and especially with Rafinha, because they paid big money to sign Rafinha from Leeds. So in terms of financial fair play, they have to make profit if they want to sell players. And Rafinha for sure is a player appreciated at Tottenham, but before entering into concrete talks, they have to understand how is the Barcelona plan for this deal, because at the moment it's not clear yet. But I would include both names in Tottenham list for sure.
Fabrizio, we keep seeing reports as well about Santiago Jimenez of Feyenoord and Ederson of Atalanta. Are they both on the list as well?
For Ederson, I think it's going to be very difficult because the expectation is for Atalanta to sell Cup Miners in the midfield in this summer transfer window, with Juventus really interested. So I think they are not going to sell both midfielders in the same transfer window, Ederson and Cup Miners. For Ederson, there is the appreciation because people from Tottenham scouting know the player so well since he was in Salernitana in Italy. Then he joined Atalanta and is doing fantastic there. So they're always monitoring, as we know very well, the Italian market, and Ederson is doing great. So they are absolutely appreciate the player, but at the moment I'm not aware of concrete contacts, also because, as I mentioned, Atalanta are not making it easy for any club. And for Santiago Jimenez, he could be one of the names to watch. At the moment, I'm not aware of really concrete contacts for a proper number nine, as I told you before, but Santiago Jimenez in general could be available on the market this summer. So as we said before, there are some early targets for players we already know they want, and some targets who can appear during the summer transfer window. I think Santiago Jimenez could be an opportunity for many clubs, because according to my sources, it could be available for something around 40-45 million euros, so quite a good opportunity on the market.
Fabrizio, Albert Gudmundsson of Genoa, is that one possibly
similar to Ederson in terms of following him for a long time, but also in this case at the moment I'm not aware of any contact with Genoa. Genoa have not received anything from Tottenham. Then we know that they have excellent relationship, that they know the player so well. The player could be available in the summer. I expect him to leave Genoa this summer, because Genoa are prepared to sell in case they receive a proposal, but Tottenham have not started any concrete contact yet. It's just about scouting. Price will be around 25-30 million euros.
Fabrizio, lastly, do you expect any outgoings? Of course, Tanguy Ndombele, it looks like he's going to be coming back. What will happen to him?
Yeah, he will leave. He will leave. That's the idea. Obviously, I think this is one to follow in the summer, because at the moment it's still early to understand if there will be some opportunity in Europe, or maybe to look at different markets. That's also a possibility. But yes, I think outgoings are always important, not just for Tottenham, but for all the clubs around the world. It's crucial to sell players at the right moment. So not just Ndombele. I think they can look for some opportunity for some players. For example, also for Brian Hill, there is a lot of interest around Europe. So I think also Brian Hill could be one to watch in the summer transfer window, because he could leave Tottenham if they receive a good proposal on permanent transfer, because the boy didn't want to go on loan to Italian or any other club in January. He only wants to move on a permanent transfer if there is a good opportunity. And so I think these are two names to watch during the summer transfer window for sure.
Fabrizio, is there any clubs interested in Pierre Mihojbjerg right now?
There are many clubs interested, but all these clubs know that Tottenham didn't make it easy in the recent months, because Fulham and Atletico Madrid wanted him in the summer transfer window, but no chance. Then Juventus wanted him on loan again in the January transfer window. It was early December, but Tottenham immediately said, also because of the AFCON, that they had no intention to approve a loan deal. Now, I think in the summer, they could be open to a permanent transfer for a normal amount of money, being out of contract in summer 25. And that's why I think in this case there will be a lot of interest for Højbjerg from Italy, from England, from Spain. There is going to be an active market for him. So I think Tottenham will make some good profit from that deal.
Fabrizio, can't thank you enough. Thanks so much for a great update yet again. And hopefully we'll have you back on the channel very, very soon.
Thank you. And see you soon again. Thank you. Pleasure as always.
Thanks, Fabrizio.
Bye-bye. Thank you.
Thanks for watching, everyone. Thanks for listening. And if you don't subscribe to the YouTube channel, please do hit that subscribe button. If you're listening to this on an audio platform, please do hit that follow button and leave a review if you can. I'll see you on the next one. Until then, come on, you Spurs.
away days are great, but there's nothing quite like playing at home. The same goes for McDonald's. Maximize your home ground advantage with McDelivery. Order now on the McDonald's app. At participating restaurants, 18 plus serving times, delivery fee and terms apply. See mcdonalds.com.
And there it is. That's as good as it gets on this stage. Nissan Townstar EV strikes again. It's an unstoppable van. Unstoppable!
Look, just fantastic. You can actually see the ProPilot technology in action. Effortless parallel parking.
It moves with all the confidence that comes with a 5-year warranty.
And with a bench full of all-star van experts, there's real strength in depth here.
That's all-star quality.
Search Nissan Townstar EV and visit your local all-star van centre to see for yourself.
Terms and conditions apply. 5 years or 100,000 miles, whichever comes first.
ProPilot is an advanced driver assist technology. Driver's responsibility to stay alert, drive safely, and control vehicle at all times.